This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Noon at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rock.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Suk.
Sada.
I'm Rob. That's Big Suk right over there.
Right.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. There's Will Ortner sitting over there with his hat on backwards like a kid, like a young.
How dare I?
You know?
And it makes me sad.
That pisses off the olds, you know.
Yeah, you guys and Colin Cowherd.
Well, not me or Suk. We're not really the olds. I'm talking about like the olds.
It makes him mad.
They find it disrespectful.
They do. And you'll see it in their face. They don't even have to say anything. You'll see it.
Just a look of disgust.
It's a look of what is this world
coming to? I'm going to give you the frowning of a lifetime.
That's right.
I do like as you get older, though, that your hat game can expand. Because you get older, you can get into like the fedoras and like the cabby caps. You know, the older you get, the more acceptable it is. It's the golden age. Like, when you're 65, you can do whatever you want.
Well, guys, it's a big show. Coming up here, we'll get into some NBA playoffs.
It's on right now.
Coming up tonight in the club, the Piano Man got some issues.
Uh-oh.
Seen that?
No, I haven't.
Will he ever take the stage again?
Got a little drinky poo problems, or...
No, well, he's always battled the sauce, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think Billy likes to have a few pops.
No, it's much worse than that.
Well, he's old as dirt.
At least it sounds like.
Yeah.
The Titan sub. Okay, so we have an update on the Titan submarine. Remember that thing?
That's the one that went kablooey, crashed.
Correct.
I guess it was crushed, not crashed.
Yeah, it kind of imploded.
Is there anything to crash into at the bottom of the ocean? I don't really think so.
Well, it wasn't all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it's just like kind of tin canned it. Like,
that is a good point. It's like, I mean.
Yeah.
You just keep going down. You're not going to crash.
No. It's like driving in the desert. You can just kind of.
Right.
I mean, because you don't really steer it. You just drop.
And yet they all died.
Well, you know, hull breach and whatnot. A lot of pressure down there in the old bottom of the water.
So I have a little update on that.
Okay.
And 5 coyotes that can't take down a dog.
Oh, well, we had a hot coyote news while you were gone. Someone claimed that it was a life and death encounter with a coyote, and I had to call him out on it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no way.
No.
It's never a life and death encounter with a coyote.
Some dude got drunk, fell down, and then ended up fighting a coyote and killed it, and he tried to make it seem like the coyote attacked him, and he had to kill it because it was him.
Well, we're
going
to have to talk about coyotes.
Yeah.
Because they are overrated.
100%.
All right. So the Knicks and... my Pacers
yes
are underway.
It's like 4-2, something like that.
No, dude. 6-3.
6-3.
Pacers are already bludgeoning them.
Well, I got it on split screen because I care about the hockey game way more. And to be honest with you, at my age and my poor vision, I can't really see the score in the half screen.
Isn't that split screen great?
Yeah, the
YouTube TV.
Great. Yeah.
YouTube TV is where it's at, man.
Yep. Yep.
Well, anyway, I don't know if the Knicks bounce back tonight.
Well, they need to. You go down 0-2 at home. I'm guessing that's going to be somewhat problematic.
I mean, they should bounce back tonight.
I mean, I think they said 0-2 teams in the NBA, 93%. I guess I should say the teams that go up 2-0 win 93% of the times. And if it's at home and you lose both of those, it's even worse.
That's the Wolves. They weren't at home.
They weren't at home.
But they have no chance to beat Oklahoma City.
It certainly doesn't feel like they have an opportunity to win 4 or 5 from them.
No.
I mean, it just...
Because you watch... I didn't have to watch much of that to get the sense that freaking... Oklahoma City is just too deep for them. Mm-hmm. Because Ant Edwards is going to have to be like Michael Jordan.
And he played a lot better.
He's good, but he's not. They're not going to let him pull a Michael Jordan. It's just they do not have the firepower to beat Oklahoma City.
No, they very much remind me of Golden State when they were rocking. Because for, you know, between 2 and 3 quarters, Minnesota plays with them. And then you feel it coming.
Well,
They step on the gas a little bit and they knock down a couple threes, and the next thing you know, it's like here it comes, and you look up and they're down by 14 and there's no coming back from it.
I think that the NBA has a unique thing in this way, and I may be wrong about this because I think about baseball with series, 7-game series or whatever, and you look at baseball and it's like you know how the teams match up, mm-hmm. but baseball is such a daily game that either team could, you know, a team can get hot and just win.
Yeah.
Even if they're not the better team.
Yes.
Right? In the NBA, I guess that could happen, but it really doesn't.
Not like very often.
So it's interesting to me how in the NBA you have a team like Minnesota, mm-hmm. and you'll watch them play 1 series or 2 series, and you go, whoa, they may have what it takes, right, to win it all. And they got the star. They got some depth. They got some length. They got some defense. They've got Gobert in there. And then, and so you think, they make you think they're at one level, but then you run into a real team like Oklahoma. And I'm not saying that was not fair. Yeah, Minnesota's a really good team.
Sure.
But then you meet up with an Oklahoma City, a team that is championship caliber, and you realize how far you have to go. Like the Blazers. This happened to the Blazers mm-hmm. when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, Western Conference Finals. What a great run.
Would have been had they gone to the Eastern Conference Finals. That would have been a great run.
Yeah. But then they run into the Dubs and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. yeah. Not, and but maybe we knew that at the time. But I just love these series where you get a matchup where you go, well, Minnesota might have, and then you watch them play. Yeah. And dude, all it took for me to watch that was maybe a quarter, and Minnesota does not have the firepower to beat Oklahoma City. They have a long way to go.
Because even when Minnesota is hanging with them, again, one went 2, the other went 3 quarters, even when they're hanging with them, it feels like, you know, you watch boxing. When you watch a boxing match and it feels like it's pretty even, you know, let's say you go into the 5th round or 6th round and it's, you know, it's 3 rounds to 3 or 3 to 2, but one guy is getting the cleaner shots. One guy is moving forward. And you can just, the announcer will even say, it feels like they're imposing their will. And that's what it feels like when you're watching Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's just throwing jabs. And they're just kind of keeping them at bay there. And Minnesota is grinding. And you know eventually that Minnesota is going to gas out. And I swear, this is why I brought up the Golden State comparison. It's like Oklahoma City can feel when you are getting tired. They can feel when that is the opportunity to really step on the gas. And they blow people out. And they just go on these runs. And it's why
really
it's
good.
The best point differential team we've ever seen. Because once they get you on the ropes, they knock your ass out.
Well, and they're so deep.
And yeah, exactly.
And they just can play defense. Like, dude, they have it all.
Yeah.
And we knew that. But it just like, I don't know, it's kind of fun in the NBA when you get these series where it's like, well, could Minnesota? No. And that was pretty
evident. Where it feels like with Indiana and
now
New
that's
York,
different.
It feels like this is going to be a heavyweight slugfest going back and forth.
Those two teams are pretty, they're pretty close. Yeah.
And by the way, we had this in hockey as well. Dude, the Carolina Hurricanes are a really, really good team. Like, I mean, just all year long, they have been one of the odds-on favorites. And everyone thought that this Florida Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes series was going to be dynamite. Well, it turns out that the Florida Panthers and they won the Stanley Cup last year, Yeah, it turns out that they are the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Hurricanes are Minnesota.
But you didn't think that going in,
no,
right?
Yeah. I thought this was going to be a 7-game absolute slugfest, and I really thought that Carolina could do this. And Carolina has been absolutely bludgeoned. They don't look competitive. They're getting beat up. They look like, I mean, honestly, they look like frauds. And that's one of those, like, you're sitting there watching that. You're like, what the hell happened? And it's the same thing you're talking about. You found out there's levels to this, and you're not at their level.
And someone said, then why did Denver give OKC so much trouble? Well, because Denver's championship caliber team, dude. They're really good. Yep. And when they got rid of their coach, it just opened things up for them. They obviously had some problems. Whatever Malone was doing was not working. Yep. They were butting heads. Once they got rid of that, Jokic took that team over. Dude, remember, they won a ring a couple years ago. Yep. So that team was not, like, they're dangerous. Yeah. And
they
took
Oklahoma City to the brink.
Well, you could see how dangerous they were because they took this OKC team to 7. Minnesota seemed dangerous on paper, but now you see them playing Oklahoma City. And I'm going to say Minnesota can't win the next 2 and, you know, get it. I don't know. I don't think they will, but maybe they do. I'm just saying they will not win this series. Yeah. Like, it's pretty evident they do not have the firepower against Oklahoma City's defense to unless Ant Edwards just goes nuclear, which, I mean, I just don't think they're going to allow that.
Not for 4 out of the 5 games. But even against Denver, because Denver took them to 7 games. But remember, in 2 of those games, Oklahoma City did the exact same thing that they've done to Minnesota in these 2 games to the Denver Nuggets. They blew them out. They let them hang around, mash the gas, thanks for coming, and they blew them out, including in Game 7. And I think some of that is, as you mentioned, they're so deep. I mean, they play 11 guys. Denver was playing, especially with Aaron Gordon, they were basically playing 6-7 guys. And especially as you get deeper in, especially let's say if the East ends up going 6 or 7 games, I'm not certain that either side over there is going to have the legs to hang with a well-rested Oklahoma City.
No, the matchup I want to see is Oklahoma City-Indiana. Yeah. Because you want to see if Indiana can speed them up.
It'd be a track meet, just back and forth.
Get their pace going and see what that does. But something tells me the old Thundies are going to be cutting down the net. Well, they don't cut down the nets in the NBA, they're going to be raising the trophy. Yeah. And I don't know how that makes you feel as a Blazers fan, but, you know, that's a team that was
down and out.
I mean, how many years ago were they in last place?
Not that
many.
Or
were they like...
Well, and I think the thing with Oklahoma City is all the excuses that everyone makes about why you can't win in the NBA, Oklahoma City gives you the middle finger to all of them.
All of them.
Small market,
yep.
Nothing smaller than Oklahoma City,
yep.
Right? Stars not wanting to come there. All their stars have left, right? You know, it's hard for small markets to make big swings. They make big swings.
Yep.
You know, they have no problem pivoting off things.
Yep.
And, you know, and
preach, bro.
And so they do draft evaluations. They got them because most of this team is drafted. Taking a chance on getting a young guy at the Clippers that hadn't popped yet. Oh, he turned him into an MVP. Player development. Well, they actually developed their players. They have 2 guys on the All-NBA team, including the MVP. And so all of the bugaboos that you claim that small markets can't have.
Yep.
Oklahoma City flies in your face.
Preach. 3 years ago, just 3 years ago, the Thunder were 24-58.
Yeah.
So it can't, like you said, it can be
done. And by the way, they are set up with like a gajillion extra draft picks.
Dude, Sam Presti, I don't know. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. I don't know what he looks like. The man's a genius.
Yeah. Well, were you here when or was it when you were gone where I was, what I wanted to see for the full villain role for Oklahoma City next year.
Oh, that's Sam Presti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Wait, what? Full villain? Yeah, like, you were telling me that people are hating Oklahoma City.
Everyone hates Oklahoma City now, apparently.
They've become
like this unlikable force.
Okay.
And I want them to lean into it full. And so this is my wish, to go full Darth Vader, full villain, kill all the young Jedis and just rule the universe. I think it'd be hilarious. And that is, you win the title this year.
Yeah.
And then even winning the title, you pull a Golden State, you're like not good enough. And you ship Chet and like 4 first round picks to Milwaukee, and then you go add Giannis, and then you get Giannis and that crew. We swap Chet for Giannis and then a bunch of draft picks.
Then we would hate them.
And then you add Giannis to it, and then you just give everyone the middle finger. You win like 82 You win 80 games, run roughshod through the NBA, win another title, and just go full villain. Just embrace it all. Let everyone hate you, because they could do it. They actually, when you look at the 3 teams that could put together the best packages for Giannis, they're Houston, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City. And Houston is a good team, but, you know, they were bounced early. San Antonio obviously is up and coming, but you could have the NBA champions with very little interruption to their core that could make a better package for Giannis and bring in a 30-year-old Giannis to pair him with Jalen Williams, with Shea and the rest of that crew, and Lou Dort. Imagine adding, as good as Chet has been, swap out Giannis for Chet and see where this goes. Mm. Not one, not two, not three. Be awesome.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't hate them. I don't hate watching.
A lot of people are doing it now.
Why do we hate? We hate anything that's good. Why do we do that? Is it jealousy?
Well, all of a sudden now it's like Shea's boring to watch, and he's James Harden, and he's a foul monger.
He's got a little bit of that, but.
And, you know, that they get officials' calls, and that how dare they, and they haven't been through anything, and it's, you know, they've been gifted, and they lucked into all this crap.
People are so sour.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, they've become a team that people can.
I feel like.
No, dude, they've done it the right way.
That is a hell of a team, and
I'm
play
all about it.
Team basketball. They're well coached. And they just got a lot of guys that do the right things.
Yes.
Like my Lou Dort's my shining example.
You have always loved some Lou Dort.
I freaking love him. He's just a guy. He's not a star, but he's a guy who does what it takes. And that's what you need out of role guys. And they have a million of those guys.
Yep.
So I got to give him credit. And not only that, but kind of think it's cool that the city of Oklahoma City may get a championship.
Well, you would think, you know, for all the little guys, but a lot of the little guys are now hating on Oklahoma City, including a bunch of guys here in Portland.
All right.
Jealousy is an ugly shirt, no matter who wears it.
Yeah, we've got the All-NBA team.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you what Haliban's hot said, because she's hot.
Well, and she's making the rounds.
Well, yeah, she's inserted herself into this quite nicely, much like Jordan Hudson.
I do enjoy, though, that Ryan Clark is now being trolled with the Halahot.
I don't know that.
Ryan Clark got in a race war over Robert Griffin's wife, and now people are using, because Halliburton's girl is white.
Yeah, she's
so
white.
People are throwing at Ryan Clark.
Caitlin Clark is white.
All right, coming up next, all of that on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.